that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number. That was a number by Steely Dan on your radio, friend. It's 13 minutes until 11 o'clock on this throwback Thursday morning. Glenn Klein in the studio along with Mark Eichhorst on these community conversations. Steely Dan and Steve Winwood are going to be at Summerfest this Saturday.
Oh, on the Summerfest grounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you say, why did you?
Well, Summerfest is over.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Boy, I'm glad you're here. It's going to be, maybe it's not at the Summerfest grounds. It's going to be at the BMO Harris Pavilion. Is that on the Summerfest grounds?
I believe so, yeah.
Do you ever go to Summerfest?
Long time ago. I haven't been up there for a number of years, so.
Summerfest is over.
Yeah.
I missed my first one.
And now you'll see some of, you know, you'll see Italian Fest there in Milwaukee, and then we have our Italian Fest down here. You'll see German Fest up there, things like that.
It won't be like Krautfest, though.
On the summer. No, not like Krautfest.
Krautfest is the best.
Hey, you know, we were talking a little bit about sports lately, and this is a big sports weekend.
What do you mean lately? We always talk about sports. Yeah, but, we're sports nutcases.
Yeah, we are. But we were talking about, it's a big sports weekend here in Racine. We talked a little bit about Salmonorama and the Ironman 70.3, but it's also the Tri-Course Golf Tournament. That's an amateur golf tournament that's been taking place for many, many, many years here in Racine. Starts out at the public course, Johnson's Park, tomorrow, and then moves to Meadowbrook Country Club on Saturday and Racine Country Club on Sunday. Tony Romo won the tournament back in 2004.
Remember Who's that?
A quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, who's from Burlington. His dad, Romero, is 59 and also a very good golfer, but that is always a very exciting time, too. You can follow the golfers around all the courses and have some good time. Hopefully our weather will cooperate this weekend because I'll be doing reports from all three on Sunday. I'll get down and get the winners of the Ironman as well as the winner of Salmonorama and then hopefully be able to shoot over and get the winner of the Tri-Course, too.
I haven't been paying attention to the AccuWeather forecasts. I mean, I give the current stuff. But what has Elliot Abrams been saying for the weekend?
There are some showers in the forecast on Sunday, but I'm hoping that they're going to be later in the day.
But that doesn't count these days when they call for showers. They've been calling for showers for a week.
And we haven't gotten any rain.
Not here.
Right.
I talked to my brother in Highland Park, just south of the border yesterday. They got storms.
Yep.
But not here. The gingerbread house lawn needs some serious watering right now.
I agree.
He agrees. He's Mark Eichhorst. This is Glenn Klein on your radio, friend, for Community Conversations. We want to welcome to our microphones Sandy DeWalt. She is a board member with the Caledonia Conservancy. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. Thank you for having us, having me.
Well, thank you for being had. How are you?
I am just fine. No problems at all. We have trails pretty clean, and we have a horse ride coming up July 23rd, and so we've been working very hard as a volunteer organization. And
what is a conservancy?
What is a conservancy? Good question. The Caledonia Conservancy is a land trust, and we were formed in 1994. And a land trust saves land that is important environmentally corridors. So we don't want people's parking lots or schools or anything like that, but we try to save the natural areas in Caledonia.
And how do we do that?
People give us their land, believe it or not, and conservation easements, trail easements. Some people sell us their land at a bargain sale, and the DNR has been extremely good for us because through the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund, we've gotten four large pieces of land where they have given half the appraised value, and then we have raised the money for the rest of it. So our borders basically are from County Line Road, south to 4 Mile Road, from the Root River to Highway 31. So it's a huge rectangle. We also have a section called Neighborhood Central Walk, which is off 4.5 and Charles. And that's got subdivision all the way around with a walking trail in it.
Where'd you grow up?
Where'd I grow up? Wausau, basically. Graduated in 64, and then...
From where?
From Wausau High School.
What's the nickname?
You got to be kidding me. The Lumberjacks.
Is it?
I think that was it.
I love nicknames. I give nicknames to everything and everybody. So they're the Wausau Lumberjacks.
Yep.
But there's now there's two high schools in Wausau.
Now there are two high schools.
There's Wausau East and Wausau West.
Yeah. Way back when I was there, it was just one.
The Lumberjacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it, East or West now?
Got me hanging. No idea.
I went to Maine Township High School East. But
okay.
But it was Maine Township High School. And I am the third most famous graduate or attendee from Maine East. Number two, Harrison Ford.
Very good.
Number one, very possibly the next president of the United States of America, Hillary Rodham at the time, went to Maine East and Park Ridge.
Well, you're in good standing then.
I don't think so. And I actually don't think I am the third. Karen Black, remember the actress Karen
Black?
Yeah,
sure.
She went to Maine East. She passed away, unfortunately. Yep. Scott Cohn. We used to be on the radio at WMTH together in high school. He's a CNBC reporter and producer.
Wow.
My brother Steve went to Maine East.
I'm impressed.
No, you're not. But we're impressed with Sandy DeWall. She's a board member of the Caledonia Conservancy. She's also the chair of the Maine Event. And what is the Maine Event, M-A-N-E?
Okay. The Maine Event is an equestrian trail ride. So this is our 15th year of holding the ride. We have a short ride, which will be about an hour and a half, and then a longer ride, which will be anywhere from 2.5 to 3 hours. So what they do is the riders meet on Short Road at Neubauer Farm, 5551 Short Road. The first ride goes out at 9, the second last ride goes out at 2. They followed a marked trail through the woods, so it's you have to be able to have your horse trail safe and not running around and acting crazy. Go up and down hills, cross small creeks, we have crossing guards at the three crossing road crossings on 5 Mile. And it's also a scavenger hunt. So we hide items on the trail.
Pokemon?
No, not quite Pokemon. These are actual physical items that we hide on the trail. People take photos of the items with their phone, and then when they come back, they get a raffle ticket for every item that they have found. And then they put their raffle tickets in different buckets for prizes that they want.
The connection between horses and human beings is incredible.
It really is.
What do you think it is about horses? I have a friend of mine who does equine therapy mm-hmm. in the St. Petersburg, Florida area for returning veterans from mm-hmm. the wars who only get a certain amount of relief from the post-traumatic stress syndrome by working with and riding horses. What is it about horses?
Oh, dear. I've been riding. I'm 70. I've been riding since I was 6. It's the connection with the animal. It's the freedom of just going out and being out in nature. Sometimes I just let the horse I'm riding, decide where we're going, and they pick the trail, and it's just, they always accept you for who you are.
I think that might be a key right mm-hmm. there. There's something about a horse.
Or a dog.
But especially a horse, obviously people love dogs, they love their cats, but there's something about the horse as a breed, as an animal, mm-hmm. that does, you can't fool a horse, as far as yeah. I understand.
And if so you're stressed.
You got to be yourself mm-hmm. in front. You can't, obviously a dog is just completely accepting, pretty much, of their master. Even Mark's dog, who just won an award at obedience school, by the way. But there's something about horses that speaks to the human soul, unlike any other connection with the animal kingdom, I think.
Well, it's just a sense of freedom. You know, you get out and start moving down the trails, and your worries just kind of leave you. It's a great, you know, it's my way of being a stress reliever and keeping me focused.
I'm feeling less stressed just by having you in the studio. She's Sandy DeWall. She's a board member with the Caledonia Conservancy. She is the chair of the Maine Event and the stewardship chair of School to Nature.
Well, two different things. Stewardship chair, we have, I don't know, eight miles of trails on all of our land. And then there's 36 miles total trails between the conservancy land and private land. So if a tree goes down or a bridge needs to be fixed or things just need to be cleaned up, that's when people call me. And
you do this all volunteer?
Oh, everything's volunteer. We have one part-time executive director that's been with us now 3 years, and then everything else is volunteer. The board, the five committees, we meet monthly. We have school to nature, we have preservation, we have stewardship.
What's school to nature?
School to nature is fun. It was set up in 2010 as a way to get kids outside. And we focus on...
Boy, that's really important these days, isn't it?
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
In spring, we have sixth graders come out. We do 50 kids a day for 7 days. And our numbers are one adult to 10 to five kids. So we have 10 adults, 10 trained volunteers. And we do a 2.5-hour field trip out in Tabor Woods in spring with the sixth graders, and then the Trout Ponds Prairie in fall with the fourth graders.
That's a really good ratio.
It is. It's fantastic ratio. We have, some of us are retired school teachers. I was a school counselor, and we've got other teachers on the main committee. And we have a program to follow, and it works really, really well. So, plus it's free. We don't charge anything for our services, and we do a bus trip. We pay $50 per bus if they need it.
When you volunteer, you always seem to have a passion for something, and you wind up volunteering in this area. Is your passion love of nature, love of land? Is that the most with the Conservancy?
And with the kids.
Okay.
Bringing the kids out is so important, and preserving those natural areas. It's just kids, you know, they come out and they think there's going to be Zika virus and bears and alligators and whatever, and boy, you showed them a blue spotted salamander and put it in their hand, and it's like it opens up a world to them.
And of course, you know, in any area, growth is always important, and then sometimes new industry comes in, sometimes new housing comes in. You're more focused on trying to keep the land as is. Am I correct?
We're trying to keep the natural environmental corridors.
Okay.
The way they are. And that's what the Preservation Committee works on. But the main event is a good way for people to come out from, and we get them from all over to see our land. We've had people move up here because of our trails and the horses. In this one area, there's probably 20 different horse farms with I don't know how many hundred of horses. So it's a huge industry that people don't realize that we have in Caledonia. But the main event is fun. We have the scavenger hunt where people go out and find the items and get raffle tickets for prizes. And then we also have an obstacle course. And that's an enclosed grass arena. And there's 12 or 13 obstacles that the riders and horses are timed on. So they have to complete the obstacle with the most points at the fastest time.
She is the pride of Wausau High School Lumberjacks. She is a board member with the Caledonia Conservancy. She is Sandy DeWalt. How can people get more information about the Conservancy?
You can go on the website, www.caledoniaconservancy.org. There's Caledonia Conservancy Facebook. You can contact Susie Zertin or myself. I'm no longer president or vice president, but I'm fairly accessible since I'm retired. And my email is sdewalt, D-E-W-A-L-T, at wi.rr.com.
Well, what a delight you are, DeWalt.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in. And thank you for remembering that your alma mater is the Lumberjacks.
Well, and...
Wausau East now, Lumberjacks.
Wausau East, okay.
Wausau West, the Warriors.
The Warriors.
I just found that out.
And UWM was the Panthers. I don't remember what Carroll College was. No idea.
Where's Carroll College?
Waukesha.
Let's find out right now.
Is Carroll like
there's,
a woman's name?
There's been, I can't remember the names, Glenn. I know you're going to ask me, but there's I know there was at least one NFL player from Carroll College.
Really?
Is a Carroll?
Wide receiver.
It's now Carroll University.
Yeah. I got Carroll College homepage. I'm really into the nicknames.
I see that.
I can't find it. Well, this is what you call a radio tease. There's people all over the world listening right now on WRJN.com, as well as tuned in locally at AM 1400. And they're going to want to know what Carroll University's
nickname is.
Let's make a prediction. I'm going Carroll Wildcats.
Okay.
All right. We'll see. Come on back anytime. You were amazing.
And thank you.
And thanks for volunteering in our community. And
you know, without our volunteers in our communities, we wouldn't be who we are.
You in a hurry?
A little bit.
You already took his headset off.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Thanks again for coming.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Appreciate
it. Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
On this Throwback Thursday, WRJN covers the world, and then your Thursday Hour of Power, where we acknowledge that knowledge is indeed power, like what is Carroll University's mascot?
Ginsburg pulls back speakers in Cleveland. I'm Chaz Henry. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says she regrets what she now calls her ill-advised public criticism of Donald Trump.